Tonight's scripture will come from John 19, verses 25 through verses 27. And it reads, Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother standing there and a disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here's your son." And to his disciple, "Here's your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly thank you, Lord, for this time. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace upon us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Father, I just ask that you continue to bless this time that we have gathered together to glorify you and to thank you for what you've done through your son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Francis James Crosby, a blind hymn writer and poetess, once wrote the hymn Near the Cross. In this hymn, she depicts John 19:25. And she depicts it in a way that allows one to partake in this gathering that we see at the cross. Through her most famous words, one can relive this holy and divine moment in history. With phrases such as, "Jesus, keep me near the cross," and "Near the cross, I'll watch and wait," it becomes evident that through this moment, it becomes evident that though this moment is troubling, it is indeed a sacred time, a time ordained by the Father. In an early time in his ministry, Jesus says, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do not do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me." And later in this ministry, Jesus tells us plainly, "It was for this very reason that I have come to this hour." The crucifixion of Jesus did not come by surprise. It didn't come like one finding that they have cancer or disease or a loved one passing away. According to the Gospel of John, Christ knew that this hour, the time on the cross, would come. In John, Jesus' hour is the time of his crucifixion, which at this time, his saving work is accomplished in his atoning death. From his very first miracle, turning water into wine, to his trial with Pilate, to his trial before Pilate, Christ proclaims this very hour. In fact, when others try to somehow speed this time up and have Christ perform things according to their will, it did not come to pass. For Christ came only to do the will of the Father. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice and the body of his Son, Jesus Christ. When looking at the book of John, John's gospel revolves around seven miracles and seven I am statements. The seven miracles testify to who Jesus is. It testifies to his divine character. It points to Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. His I am statements equates him to Yahweh of the Old Testament. When Jesus declares, "Woman, here is your son," and this, to his disciple, "Here is your mother," this is not an unusual thing we see Jesus doing at the cross. It is indeed consistent with the very nature of who Christ is. Regardless of the situation or circumstance he was in, even while on the cross, Christ did not and cannot deny himself. If he was I am at Horeb, the mountain of God, he is indeed I am on the cross. Woman, behold your son, and to his disciple, behold your mother. At this moment, Jesus' word shows Christ keeping in step with the scripture proclaimed by God through Moses. Honor your mother and your father. Even at the point of death, Christ fulfills the needs of those he loves. To his mother, who probably is a widow at this point, he provides a home and a son. To his disciples, he provides a mother. And it is at the cross that a new family gets created. And when I think about Christ looking down at those he loves and hearing their cries within, and his words from the cross to his mother and disciple, I can't help but to be reminded of the one who sent him in the beginning. I am Yahweh. And how this very moment reminds me of God looking down at the state of the Israelites in bondage and his desire to free them from the agony they were in, hoping one day to turn their sorrow into joy. Indeed, his mother and his disciples and those who gathered around the cross were filled with sorrow. If you remember, his mother, sorrow was foretold by Simeon that a sword will one day pierce her own soul. Even though others didn't fully understand who Christ was, Christ knew who he was, and he knew that this time would come. And the good news is that Christ never forsakes those he loves, even while on the cross. And what does this mean for you? In your time of need, hunger, Christ says, I am. When darkness has overcome you, Christ says, I am. When there seems to be no way, Christ says, I am. If you find yourself like a sheep without a shepherd, Christ says, I am. When you find yourself at the point of death, Christ says, I am. When you find yourself left out, lost, and abandoned, Christ says, I am. When you find yourself disconnected, Christ says, I am. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I leave you tonight with this. All of us in this church tonight, we have but one breath away from eternity. And how do you inhale that? How do you handle that? What will you do with your last 7 sayings? And in what ways are you helping people like Jesus in their grieving times? I invite you to come. Come near to the cross. Behold our Savior, I am, who has given his life, who has given himself for you.